Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. It is 4:12 Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on. Yeah, still trying to avoid some of this rain. I know we've seen some scattered showers during the past couple of hours. We're going to check in with Austin in a few minutes here. He's all over this thing with the weather.
I am.
He'll give us the latest updates. Also, a very exciting weekend here in Pensacola. Harris Faulkner, Fox News channel host, was live over at Marcus Point Church on Sunday morning for a conversation with Harris Faulkner. That event was hosted by Pastor Godfrey and his wife, June. Now, today, this was very interesting, live on the Faulkner Focus Show. It airs at like 10 o'clock on the Fox Network. Faulkner thanked the residents of Pensacola and the Escambia County Sheriff's Department for providing security and friendship. Yeah, what did they do? They open the screen, and there's Marcus Point Church on the national network. What a great, and it was packed. Believe me, it was like standing room only. If you aren't familiar with Miss Faulkner, Harris is a six-time Emmy Award-winning actor and an anchor at the news network. She joined Fox back in 2005, currently heads up two top-rated daily daytime programs. The Faulkner Focus comes on at 11 a.m. and then serves as the co-host of Outnumbered. That's a 12 noon show on the Fox network. But we would certainly like to thank her for coming to Pensacola. She did at Pensacola a really a nice job of laying out how great it is to live here. So Faulkner Harris all over Pensacola on Sunday morning.
All right. Yeah, very, very good news to start with there. Also, one of the top stories nationally, Marine veteran Daniel Penny, he's been found not guilty in the deadly New York City subway chokehold incident. He was charged with manslaughter and negligent homicide last year after the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a subway train. And the jury found not guilty of negligent homicide after he was acquitted of the top charge of manslaughter last week when the jury could not reach a verdict.
Okay, let's go ahead and get down to business. Stocks were kind of ending on the downslide today, and NVIDIA's slide dragged down the markets even more. Hillary Barsky has the information.
Stocks kicking off a new trading week lower. Investors remain cautious ahead of key inflation data this week as they await the Consumer Price Index report, which will be released on Wednesday morning, a week before the Fed's decision on interest rates will be announced. NVIDIA shares coming under pressure today and falling 4% after Chinese regulators said they began an investigation of the chipmaker regarding a suspected violation of anti-monopoly law. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Amgen, and Boeing. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, American Express, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 241 points, the Nasdaq lower by 123, S&P 500 down 37. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this afternoon. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Also, looking at the roads here, very happy to report. Doesn't look like there's been much accidents here early. Not too much going on. Do have some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area, and on Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. But outside of that, it doesn't look like there's much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 72 degrees, and tonight's low is around 66, and there is a pretty heavy chance of rainfall bleeding into your Tuesday, where the high is 75, the low is 47. Also, just want to let you know, in just under 15 minutes, we are giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of A Christmas Story. So I'll have a prompt for that, I guess, just to see if you're a real Christmas Story fan. But yeah, in about 15 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3, we'll be giving those tickets away.
Absolutely. And that's really cool because I got a chance to work with the folks at PLT years ago on that production, and they do a great job with that. So make sure you take that in. You know, Sunday, Marcus Point wasn't the only place to be in Pensacola. Of course, thousands of race fans were in Pensacola this weekend for the 57th annual Snowball Derby. The winner this year, Caden Honeycutt, and And one of the spectators on site there told News Radio 92.3.
These people showing up from all over the country is the reason that, we're able to keep doing this every year. Campers started rolling in Sunday. We parked ours last Sunday. And if you like hanging out and just having a good time and just some good racing, this is the place to be.
All right, sure is. And it was another spectacular week of racing over on Pine Forest Road. Honeycutt takes home $50,000. That's his payday for the win. The Snowball Derby has a $10 million economic impact every year in the Pensacola area. You know, it looks like it's going to be a crowded field for the District 1 congressional seat. 10 Republicans and a handful of other candidates have qualified. The only Democrat, Austin, in that race to really qualify for the race is Gay Valamont.
Hmm. Yeah, and we kind of knew she was going to be the only one from that side of the aisle that was participating. So she's got quite an uphill battle, it seems.
There's four, though, others not slated as a Republican or Democrat, but four
write-ins.
Additional ones are the not only write-ins, but coming in as an independent candidate as well. So it's getting crowded, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And there's an update on the court proceedings against former Escambia County contractor Matt Banks. He's got a new lawyer after attorney Michael Griffith petitioned to withdraw from the case last week, citing irreconcilable differences with his client. Banks currently facing nearly 100 years in prison on racketeering and aggravated white-collar crime charges. Prosecutors say he stole more than $5 million from clients in Northwest Florida by taking money for builds and remodels but never completing the work. He and his new attorney are due back in court on February 26th.
Is that a court-appointed attorney that he has this time around?
I don't know. I think he may have just pursued a new one. So he may have fired the old guy. Or no, it said he petitioned to withdraw. So maybe it was this dude saying, listen, it just ain't going to work. But it says he's got a new lawyer, so I don't know if it was handed to him or if he sought him out himself.
Okay, it's very dangerous stage in this case here, because if you'll look at this and look at all the facts coming down, Banks, as he prepares to face a single judge instead of a jury, he wanted a jury trial by judge,
right,
instead of the trial by jury. He faces at least 95 years in a Florida prison if he's convicted and indicted on these charges, playing a very scary game there.
Yeah.
In making those moves. We'll follow it for you on News Radio 92.3.
All right, just about 4:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got a bit of a power shift in the RNC. Got details on that. And, of course, that pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of A Christmas Story and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Dan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. On the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the collapse of the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria, what this means for the future, and what we ought to remember about the recent past in this century, going back as far as the red line failure of President Barack Obama, and who really gets the blame or the credit for all of these developments. Also began a series talking about legal health with Dr. David Josephs. That's airing at 6:35 every morning. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Join Don from Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, where she is sharing information on the Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus care model for seniors and how this is different from a primary care visit. Tune in to call in or text your questions for Don to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. You know, we talked about this subject. It was, I guess, a couple of weeks ago about the Marine Corps' Osprey aircraft. They've had a lot of problems with this in particular plane. The Pentagon is once again grounding its fleet of Osprey aircraft after reports of in-flight damage. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more for us.
The pause took effect Friday after a recommendation from the head of Naval Air Systems Command. Weak metal inside one of the aircraft broke apart in flight, causing a near crash in New Mexico last month. The V-22 Osprey is the military transport that can take off and land like a helicopter, but has the speed of an airplane while flying. A crash in Japan 1 year prior to this incident killed 8 members of the Air Force. The break of a metal part in the gears contributed to that fatal accident. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All right, and hinted at this before the break, Laura Trump stepping down as co-chair of the RNC. Reports are that she's being considered to replace Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who President-elect Donald Trump, Laura's father-in-law, tapped for Secretary of State. Rubio's term ends in 2026, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced last month that he aims to have Rubio's replacement announced by early January.
Okay, today, I don't know if you knew this or not, but it is Green Monday, one of the last shopping days to guarantee online purchases do arrive in time for Christmas. That has authorities on high alert for holiday Grinches.
According to a recent report, porch pirates stole $12 billion worth of packages last year.
Let me just kind of give you some updates on extended dates that you probably will need as you're getting into the shopping mode here. Be prepared to pay more this holiday season as shopping prices and shipping prices are a lot higher than ever this year. It's important not to wait much longer. Here are some key shipping deadlines to ensure gifts will arrive by Christmas Eve. December 13th. is the deadline to ship using FedEx Ground Economy. December 18th also is the cutoff for USPS Ground Advantage service. December 19th is the last day for USPS Priority Mail service. December 19th is also the last day for UPS's 3-day select. And for UPS Ground deadlines, they're just asking you at this stage with the date as where it's at, check with UPS before sending those packages, or at least confirm the date of arrival date so you don't feel disappointed if they don't make it in time. So that's USPS ground deadlines.
Okay, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Only got a few issues on the roads here from what I can see currently. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing through the Windhaven Beach area, we've got some issues there. Also had some on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, though that is starting to break up. And Gulf Breeze Parkway was giving us trouble earlier, but as of right now, it's not looking too bad. As for the weather, still 72 degrees, overcast out there, had some drizzle throughout today, and it's going to be rainy tonight, about an 80% chance of rainfall that will bleed into your Tuesday. Tuesday's high 75, low 47.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be much wetter this morning when I got up and moved it around. Again, I thought
it was just gloomy.
Remember we kind of hit it on this last Friday. You said maybe we should tease this because every time we tease it, it doesn't rain.
That's a good point.
I know. So when I got up this morning, I looked out the window and went, well, I guess we did it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
we're good at being wrong.
Getting better at that, aren't we? 427 News Radio 92.3. A jury has acquitted Daniel Penny of the charge of negligent homicide related to the death of Jordan Neely, a homeless individual. This happened during a conflict on a Manhattan subway car last year. Fox's C.B. Cotton has more from the courthouse at NYC.
The rain moved in and the protesters moved out. But when they were here, they slammed the jury and the verdict. One of the protesters even suggested Daniel Penny should pack up and get out of town. Now, for Penny and his defense team, today is a win, celebrating at a bar right after court today. Penny's defense team told me they were cautiously optimistic jurors would come back today deadlocked and the lesser charge dismissed. But jurors gave them an outright acquittal. Jurors deliberated for about an hour and 15 minutes before returning the not guilty verdict. For the first time, we saw some emotion from Penny, who smiled when he learned his fate. Supporters of Jordan Neely began to sob.
My goodness. It's one of those cases where there's going to be people happy, there's going to be people sad regardless of the outcome. All righty. Hopefully I can bring forward more of an absolute good here. 428, got a pair of tickets that were given away this hour to Pensacola Little Theater's production of A Christmas Story.
So, and it's a good one, too.
Absolutely.
It's great.
You can join as we follow young Ralphie Parker's heartwarming and adventurous quest for a Red Ryder BB gun in the 1940s Indiana. And, of course, I mean, if you've seen the movie, I mean, come on. You know the story.
You shoot your eye out.
Exactly. And you know what? I've got a prompt here, a question that is related to the movie. And it's an easy one.
Right.
What did Ralphie have to dress up as on Christmas Day? Remember, his aunt got him a costume, and he had to dress up.
And when I was doing the Milton Parade the other night,
yeah,
I saw the costume.
Really?
There was somebody in that costume.
And that's why I felt confident asking the question, because a lot of people know it. So text in 850-437-1620. Again, that is 850-437-1620. What did Ralphie have to dress up as on Christmas Day because his aunt got him the costume? And we've already got some text chiming in, so perfect. I'm assuming, I haven't checked the text line yet. I'm assuming somebody's already got the right answer. But yeah, be the first to text in. You can get those tickets.
Didn't we have a great time at the Milton Parade?
We did.
I mean, it was great. I mean, I met so many people there, and just everybody was in good spirits. The weather was good, not so cold, really.
No, it was chilly, but it wasn't unbearable.
I had a blast. I love that parade. Okay, two in holding so far. The annual Keep the Reef Fire Safety Campaign, adding two red bulbs. During the month-long campaign, wreaths are on display at county and city fire stations. This includes, of course, select governmental buildings. Each time firefighters respond to a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, a green light bulb is going to be replaced with a red one to remind you of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes. So let's keep it at two this season if we can.
Yes.
That's a good even number, if you will.
The less, the better. And, of course, we always have our sports segment after the Fox News break that's coming up in 30 seconds, but a bit of a preamble for it. Camping World Stadium in Orlando will play host to three upcoming bowl games to cap off the 2024 college football season. December 20th is the Cure Bowl between Ohio and Jackson State. Jacksonville State. The script got it wrong. The 2024 Pop-Tarts Bowl being held on the 28th, featuring 18th-ranked Iowa State and 13th-ranked Miami. And then to wrap up the Orlando Bowl season, it's going to be the Citrus Bowl between 20th-ranked Illinois and 15th-ranked South Carolina on New Year's Eve.
Okay, sports coming up in less than five on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. A massive manhunt leads to the arrest of a 26-year-old following last week's deadly shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says Luigi Mangione is in custody in Altoona, Pennsylvania. He was spotted at a McDonald's and found by police with a gun and silencer like the one seen on surveillance video. NYPD detectives will be questioning Mangione in Altoona.
Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York. President Biden designating a former Native American boarding school as a national monument in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. He called it a dark chapter in U.S. history.
Part of the tragedy of Indian boarding schools is that they deliberately tried to erase the culture of tribes.
Now, speaking at the annual Tribal Nations Summit, America is listening to Fox News.
With your money now.
Well, stocks closed a bit lower this Monday, falling from record highs Friday. The Dow off over 200 points. The NASDAQ and S&P seeing weakness as well. Weakness in shares of NVIDIA helped to drive the markets lower. In economic news, the Commerce Department said that wholesale inventories rebounded in October. Those were up 0.2%, which matched economist estimates. A bit later this week, reports on business optimism, productivity, weekly jobless claims, and producer and consumer prices will be released. Well, a man matching the description of the suspected gunman in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has reportedly been taken into custody for questioning. The suspect is being identified as a 26-year-old man from Maryland, and he was taken into custody in Pennsylvania after being spotted by customers at a McDonald's. President-elect Trump says he's sticking with plans to tariff Mexico, Canada, and China, but he says he can't guarantee consumer prices won't increase. And oil prices saw gains today amid news of stimulus measures in China. And that is your money now.
If you're living with...
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Juan Soto is a Met after agreeing to a record-breaking 15-year contract worth $765 million. And I love people who aren't Mets fans that are complaining about the money Steve Cohen paid him. Just a friendly reminder that it's not your money, and Uncle Stevie is worth well over $20 billion. And let's be real, you would all be elated if your owner did this, and you're lying if you say otherwise. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on a recorded message line, 1-800-244-5506. Cincinnati at Dallas. Cincy's offensive line provides excellent protection for the quarterback, allowing him to make plays in the pocket. Dallas' defensive line has been more disruptive this season, generating pressure on quarterbacks and stopping the run. Tonight is going to be a monster game. I got the side and total. That's two big plays. John Anthony has you covered. Call now. Hear him for free on a recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Cincinnati, Dallas, side and total. I love to go 2-0 and get the next 7 days on me. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
This is Wendy with Barbary Plumbing, wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Brandon Cherry.
And Taylor Cartwright.
We're the owners of the Culver's here in Pensacola and Milton. Just wishing everybody happy holiday season.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Hi, this is James Zirkle with Seville Power and Lawn Equipment, wishing you happy holidays.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
It's time to give peace a chance, and today is a great day to get started. This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Tasca King with ADX Digital and Radio Advertising Sales, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and a little bit of Prince. And I know those folks up in Minneapolis are pretty happy over that big win over Atlanta yesterday.
Oh, I don't doubt it. They pulled away late, and it ended up looking like a blowout.
I mean, what happened in that game? Cousins. Listen, he was the man last year.
Yeah.
And he left. And so Sam comes in, blows him out yesterday.
Right.
That was a sick game.
Yeah, and I remember seeing, I saw 28-21, and I'm like, uh-oh, it looks like the Vikings are in some trouble. And then you blink, and you see 42-21. It's like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And speaking of okay, who do we have as a winner today?
Oh, Stephen I won't say his last name. Wilcox. There. Made it up. Stephen Wilcox. That's his. That is his totally real last name, and I didn't come up with it on the spot. Yes, Stephen from Cantonment. Congrats to him.
Attaboy, Steve.
Yeah, won a pair of tickets to the Pensacola Little Theater's production of A Christmas Story. And also, the answer, by the way, if you didn't know, Pink Bunny. Deranged Easter Bunny, as his dad called it. Not only that, but... we will be giving away another pair of those tickets this time next hour around 5:30 right here on News Radio 92.3.
Do you remember where he got that bunny suit from his mother? Do you know where that bunny suit came? If you can remember, he's coming down the stairs and he was saying who that came from.
It was from his aunt.
Got it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And like I told you, I was doing the Milton Parade the other night with Cat Country and News Radio 92.3 SPN. We were all there on the streets. And walking up to the parade site, I ran across this guy. And this wasn't a little guy, probably about a six-footer. He had this pink bunny suit on. I had to laugh at him, but he was laughing as well. Congratulations. In effect this afternoon, NAIA Women's Soccer Tournament is now history.
Yes.
They had to move it up. I just thought I'd share this with you. It was scheduled to be a 1 o'clock kickoff time. They moved it up, I believe, for weather purposes, to 11 o'clock this morning. So they got it in, and the winner is the Bees of SCAD Savannah. They downed the Seahawks of Kaiser, Florida. They did it in overtime. So congratulations to you Bees. As you buzz around.
Flying your way to victory.
There you go. Congratulations to you. It was a great week, and we were so happy to talk about that tournament all week. NAIA Women's Soccer Tournament history, and the nice ladies from Savannah walk away the winner.
Well, and you know, you even mentioned this, Chris, when the tournament was going on, and when we were just looking ahead to it, you said, I mean, Pensacola kind of becoming a soccer capital of the world, perhaps outside of Brazil.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because we're getting that label of women's soccer here, and that's really cool. That is very, very cool, and we've had some great remember, just a month or so ago, Texas took it for the SEC Women's Championship. So it's Savannah doing it for NAIA. And coming up in 2025, we've got a lot of great stuff coming up. I would think the next major event that we'll be doing is Double Bridge Run, maybe. And then we get ready for the Sun Belt Conference basketball.
Yes.
Down at the Bay Center. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of things to get ready for. Just hope you're getting ready for a big Christmas and do it safely this time around. Let me just say this. The NFL's Week 14 Sunday action was highlighted by an offensive battle in Los Angeles. I really didn't care for this game very much, but Tim McMaster has more on it.
They blitz. Stafford sees it. It's a block. He might go.
Courtesy Fox, Puka Nacua's catch and run put the Rams in front 44-35 late, and they hung on to snap the Bills' seven-game win streak 44-42. Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen had three touchdown passes, three more rushing. That sets an NFL record. The win helped the 7-6 Rams keep pace with the Seahawks, who sunk the Cardinals 30-18. That's four straight wins for Seattle to get to 8-5. Arizona falls to 6-7 in the NFC West. The last team in that division, the 49ers, kept slim hopes alive, blowing out the Bears 38-13 to get to 6-7. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
You know, Josh Allen did everything but do the whole game. And so he was absolutely outstanding in that game.
Yeah. You said you didn't care for it. Why is that?
No, I just, because I thought the Bills were on the bad side. They played a heck of a game against LA, and LA had their way of pulling it out, like you say, some of your teams. What is that one team that you have a distaste for because they always follow up and they win?
The Chiefs.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, no, the Chiefs, yeah, they did. They had another moment like that just recently against the Chargers, I believe it was, this weekend. But no, also want to shift to college football here because I'm looking at the bracket. It was announced yesterday around 11:30-ish yesterday morning, and it did ruffle some feathers. I'm happy with it, but it did upset some people. You're never going to please everybody. Alabama, they were the crowning headliner because they were left out. They were the first team left out in favor of SMU, who lost their conference title game. Just to give you some of the first round matchups here, Tennessee and Ohio State, that is in Columbus. The winner will face Oregon. Clemson has to go to Austin to take on Texas. Winner will face Arizona State. Indiana goes to Notre Dame, in-state rivalry there. Winner takes on Georgia. And SMU, not Alabama, SMU, that was the big head turner. They will go to Penn State. The winner of that game takes on Boise State.
Let's not forget about UWF. I want to get them. Let me slide.
Absolutely.
The Argos, the Lady Argos, fell victim to penalty kicks as Columbus State downed the Argos Saturday in the national quarterfinal women's soccer matchup. The teams battled for 110 minutes to a 0-0 tie. Columbus State advanced 4-3 on a penalty kick to this week's national semifinal game in Matthews, North Carolina. So, they had a good season.
Oh, absolutely.
Big time season.
And we always try to give you your stock numbers every hour at around this time. Well, Wall Street closing lower ahead of key inflation data. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 240 points to 44,401. The S&P 500 lost 37 points to 60,052. And the NASDAQ dropped 123 points to 19,736.
Okay, 443 News Radio 92.3. We've been seeing telltale signs of this in terms of the dilution of sales of electronic vehicles. We've seen a lot of different companies scaling back on their ambitious plans. Well, President-elect Donald Trump is planning on pulling the plug on Biden's electric vehicle mandate, which could mean bad news for the U.S. Postal Service. Fox Network's Jeff Flock has an explanation.
These are called Grumman LLVs. They stand for long life vehicles, and they have lasted a long time. The newest one of these is actually 30 years old, so they got to replace them, and the Postal Service has now been replacing them with electric vehicles as a result of Biden policies. You know, the Postal Service actually was slow to go to EVs because they said they were too expensive, but then the climate bill got them $3 billion to buy 66,000 EV delivery vans and 14,000 chargers. Now, the question is, could President Trump unwind the deal? These contracts have been signed. We haven't been able to see the actual contracts, but the question is, can he unwind them? Because the Postal Service is run by an independent board. The president doesn't totally control it.
All right, 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Again, that is insuredbyricky.com. All righty, looking at the roads here. Not too much going on from what I can see. Have some minor congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, sitting at around 72 degrees, it's going to be a low of 68 tonight with about an 80% chance of showers that will increase throughout the evening. Tuesday, going to be another rainy day, actually even rainier than Monday was. High of 75, low of 47.
Okay, it's 447 News Radio 92.3. Getting ready for the Cincy-Dallas game tonight, a little bit later, at 5:35. Austin's going to review that for us.
And oh, I am.
Let us in on what's going on for that game, this Monday night's game. Hey, resources, this is getting to be critical here. Resources over at the Escambia County Animal Shelter are really strained after the Beggs Lane homeless camp was vacated. Beggs Lane was home to more than 150 homeless individuals, as well as 41 animals inside that camp, 33 dogs and pups, 7 cats, and even a 200-pound pig. We saw pictures of this pig.
We did. He's massive, a hefty boy.
Massive. Ever since the camps were cleared, the Waterfront Rescue Mission says they are too overwhelmed in demand for services. The animals found at the camp are on a 10-day hold, minus the pig. Then they will be put up for adoption. Take care of those animals. Somebody please take care of those animals.
Absolutely. And the nation's milk supply being ordered to be tested for bird flu by the government. Experts say this will help narrow down where the virus is spreading. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says that nationwide there have been just over 700 dairy herds that have been affected so far.
All right. We had a conversation about this topic about a month ago or so. We're talking about Alex Jones's InfoWars, you know, and how crazy that show was when it was on the air. Well, the Onion's buyout of InfoWars goes before a judge in Texas, and Christian Goodwin has all the details.
A U.S. bankruptcy judge in Houston will hear testimony about satirical news outlet The Onion's purchase of Alex Jones's media company InfoWars at auction. The nearly $2 million buy was backed by some of the families of the Sandy Hook school shooting victims who won a $1.5 billion defamation lawsuit against Jones for spreading false information about the 2012 tragedy. The Jones-affiliated LLC, First United American Companies, was the runner-up, offering $3.5 million. Jones and the company suing, claiming the bidding process was fraudulent. The Onion, the Sandy Hook families, and the auction's trustee deny the claims. The auction's trustee noting the Onion's bid gave creditors more money. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty. And it's that time of year when people consider tipping their service providers a little extra for the holidays. Well, Bankrate analyst Ted Rossman says a recent survey found that how much somebody tips depends on the service provided, and that when deciding how much to tip, a good rule of thumb is the cost of one service. In other words, double the last payment to your housekeeper or gardener this holiday season.
If you notice, though, a lot of these restaurants now will come to your table and they'll give you the bill or whatever, and it'll already predetermine how much of a tip you want even before the meal comes. So how do you feel about tipping when you're in a position of not really experiencing a good experience or a bad experience? So how do you feel about tipping those people?
I don't know.
It's very confusing at best, but do it and by the heart. Especially this time of year, because these ladies and gentlemen are working hard, and believe me, they're working on tips, and that's how they pay the bills.
Right.
So if you can help them out, maybe cut down on one less $5 coffee or something like that to help them out, that would be a good way to start just in that arena.
It certainly would. Just about 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've talked about Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year. Well, Merriam-Webster decided to go a different direction. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep. The Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to Sign and Drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and Drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Kind of an overcast, light, rainy Monday afternoon. If you're driving around, watch out for the roads. It'll be a little bit slip here.
It's not a very holly jolly Monday.
That's exactly. Burl Ives. Boy, that's a name I haven't really heard about in a long time. He used to be a staple back in the late 50s and early 60s.
That's probably why you haven't heard of him in a while.
But no, but he's just an icon this time of year. Hey, Friday, the Ice Flyers fell to Macon 2-1. It's back on the road this weekend for the good guys. Friday, Pensacola matches up against Quad City. Then they jump back on the bus, drive all the way back for a home game Saturday against Quad City. Puck will drop 7:05 in the basin, and they got a big evening planned for that night. And I'm going to have to check into it because it's just... is missing me here. I know what it is, but I just can't remember. But I'm going to get it for you because Saturday night, get ready to have some fun over at the Hangar.
All righty. And I mentioned this before the break. Hey, you know, Chris, I'll just ask you to see if you got a guess. What do you think Merriam-Webster's choice for word of the year was?
I have that information.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, then keep it to yourself.
It would not be apropos for me to tell you about that.
Okay. Well, the dictionary publisher announced earlier today that it's polarization. That's the defining word. Polarization, of course, being defined by Merriam-Webster as division into two sharply distinct opposites. Other words that made the dictionary's words of the year list include democracy, pander, weird, and cognitive weird. recently, Collins Dictionary named brat word of the year, while Oxford selected brain rot. So brat, brain rot, and polarization. Well, those are my three most used words of this 2024 calendar, so I guess I'm a statistic.
And you see, you even laughed about brain rot earlier.
Because I thought, geez.
Who would do that? Well, just the Harvard people. I mean, just...
Yeah, just Oxford, I guess.
Was it Harvard or Oxford?
Oxford.
I guess it's Oxford.
Okay. Yeah.
Fox's Ashley Dvorkin. She is speaking to country artist Scotty Hastings this afternoon. This is your Fox Celebrity Profile.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Scotty Hasting, who I spoke to at this year's CMA Awards.
This is my first time on the red carpet, and it's unreal. I've never experienced anything like this before. No, it's amazing. I mean, I never thought this would be something I'm doing. You know, my whole career path was to be in the Army, and then I got medically retired, and now here I am somehow, and making music and spending time with people that I've been listening to my whole life.
He shared what inspired him to start making music and what it means to him to know that music is resonating with many.
The thing that inspired it was that I needed to get out of my head. I've been to Afghanistan, I got shot in Afghanistan, and I struggle mentally. PTSD, depression, anxiety are something very common for me and something I deal with still. And music has given me an outlet and an escape. I basically just want to make music so that people can hear it and hopefully they hear my story and it makes them want to try to find something the way that I was able to find something to help with my struggles.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
456, I hope that gentleman gets help.
Absolutely.
Especially for the PTSD side of that. But thank you for your service. That's the top thing I want to pass on to him.
Absolutely, yes.
All right.
You know, I've actually got a country music artist that I can give some details on. But first, Traffic and Weather Together. This Traffic and Weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Hopefully I'm not jinxing anything when I say it's been a relatively smooth sailing first hour on the roads. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway, Gulf Breeze Parkway, Highway 90 in the usual spots. Outside of that, there's not much going on. As for the weather, 72 degrees, low of 66 tonight. Will be some rainfall bleeding in from tonight into your Tuesday, where it'll be a high of 75 and a low of 47.
So you mom and dads just loved having the kiddies around during the Thanksgiving break, didn't you?
Sure. Stereotypically, did. They don't.
Well, that's where I'm going. We know now that you're wondering, when is the winter break? For the Escambia and Santa Rosa County School Districts. Well, here they are. Both county school districts will go on break December 23rd through January 6th. So you get to have some more time with the kiddies. This time, right. Just a little bit more. Then Good. You'll be pulling that hair out by December 31st. When does school start? Get them back into school.
Well, it is. It's like that Christmas song, the one about it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
Isn't that the truth?
All right. This is what I was hinted at just a moment ago. Morgan Wallen's chair-throwing case will be presented to a Tennessee grand jury. The CMA Entertainer of the Year is accused of tossing a chair off the rooftop of Eric Church's Nashville bar back in April. The bar called Chiefs, apparently. It narrowly missed some Metro Nashville police officers who were standing on the ground below. Wallen is charged with reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct, and attorneys for the singer are set to appear in court tomorrow.
Well, if it's not the Taylor Swift Eros Tour ending, it's another huge weekend at the box office. Here we are. Moana 2 had another just stellar week. Kevin Uritsky has more on this.
The Walt Disney animated feature Moana 2 remains at the top of the box office in its second week in theaters, adding another $52 million to its total. It's made $300 million domestically and more than $600 million worldwide, surpassing the original.
Moana! Little sis!
Fix it! You were gone forever.
It was 3 days.
Second place goes to Wicked, which pulled in $34.9 million in its third week. The movie, starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, is a film adaptation of the popular Broadway stage musical. Gladiator 2 rounds out the top three films, bringing home $12.5 million this week. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Yeah, Wicked, Gladiator 2, Moana 2. Haven't seen any of them. Have you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe we can get some text influence here. 850-437-1620. Let us know if you've seen one of those films, how they are, because apparently Chris and I have not done our adequate research.
Well, you know, time is always not on our side.
That's true.
Because we have got an extended schedule. Yeah, we do this show, but my gosh, for prep purposes and all, it takes hours to get all this information assimilated so we can pass it on to you. But that's my biggest thing in life is my time.
We're doing shows, script writing, parades even.
I did love that parade, man. You know what I enjoyed? I was by the left rear wheel of the news radio box van.
And I was behind the steering wheel
but
of the
I
news
had
radio
a
box van.
I had a perfect view of the Cat Country machine in action.
Yes.
My gosh, snow.
Snowmakers.
I mean, passing things out left and right.
Cat on the roof.
It was absolutely killer because when Brent would go, okay, Cat, make it snow. Make it snow. Doggone it.
It
started
snowed.
On Stewart Street.
Dependable traffic on the fives. Weekdays on
News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.